Right now, terrorists are plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. My wife and daughter have been targeted, and people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer, and today is the longest day of my life. The following takes place between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
Do you remember anything yet?
No.
Must be weird. I mean, I never met anyone that has amnesia before.
I really appreciate you helping me out. What's your name?
Tanya.
I hope you're not going too far out of your way.
It's fine. The hospital isn't far from here. So you come from money. You look like you might. Or your husband.
My husband?
A little band of gold on your finger.
I don't have any memory of my husband.
Major Pierce, Jack Bauer. We met at the senator's breakfast this morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. We didn't know the kind of pressure you were under at the time. Is your family doing okay?
Yes, they're fine, thank you. This is my partner, Nina Myers.
Hi.
Agents Johnson, Al Shear. They're our surveillance technicians. I believe you've already met Miss Nash. She's part of the senator's advance team.
Yes, from the senator's staff meeting.
Can I just say how sorry I am to have caused so much trouble?
You didn't know who Alexis Drazen really was. Now you know he's a killer. It takes a lot of courage to walk into the same room with him.
I hate to interrupt, but we really do have to get going.
All right, Drazen is down here in room 1243. We went over it. It's nothing unusual. It's ready to rig however you want to.
Okay, that gives us less than 30 minutes to set up visual and audio.
Fiber optics?
Yes. We're also going to need to set up monitors in an adjacent room.
All right, we have 1242 across the hallway. It's been vacated already.
Okay, good. Gentlemen, I want you to get started right away. I want coverage of every square foot of this room by at least two angles.
Yes, sir.
Nina.
Yeah.
I want you to take Miss Nash in room 1242, start prepping her. We'll be there in a minute. Have you set up the other checkpoints?
Yes, every entrance to the hotel is covered. So is every approach from a block away on all four sides.
Any civilians left on the floor?
No, we've sealed it off from guests and staff.
Good work. You let me know as soon as Drazen enters this hotel.
I think there's a hospital at the bottom of the canyon. I'm not sure how good it is.
Wait. Pull over.
Do you see something you remember?
Yeah, I think so.
The restaurant?
Yeah.
Do you recognize anything?
I've been here before. I was with someone.
With your husband? Not your husband? Maybe we should Just keep going to the hospital.
No. Just being here helps.
Hey, is there a maitre d' or a manager or something?
Manager, Mr. Martin.
Is he here?
No, but he should be in about 20 minutes.
Thank you. I'm gonna wait. Maybe this Mr. Martin knows something about me. This place seems so familiar. I think I'm gonna stay. You don't have to wait with me. So listen, why don't you give me your number, and when I'm better, I'll send you whatever I can afford. You know what? Send me whatever you can afford, plus $10. It's cab fare to the hospital, in case Mr. Martin can't help you. Thank you. Good luck. So, obviously, without compromising yourself, we need you to behave in the same way you always have with him.
It's just the thought of letting him touch me again.
I understand. What do you usually talk about with him? His work?
The truth is, we didn't really talk much. It wasn't really that kind of relationship. It was more take the plunge and worry about the consequences later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm waiting on a signal.
Elizabeth?
Hi.
I heard what's going on. Are you sure about this?
I'm sure.
Look, if you have the slightest hesitation.
No, I want to. Definitely.
May I talk to you a minute?
Yes, sir.
I told you to look after her, not put her in danger.
Senator, I don't need to remind you, but the threat against you is very real.
There's no reason to put someone else at risk.
I don't think I have. I'm going to be right across the hall with a squad of men ready to come in if something goes wrong.
This man's a professional killer. Things can happen very quickly.
And we know Alexis Drazen is not working alone. Arresting him will not stop the others. If you want to put an end to this now, sir, we keep him on the hook.
I know you've been through a lot. And I know these people have put your family through hell.
What does that have to do with this?
I hope you're not letting a desire for payback cloud your judgment.
Sir, this has nothing to do with payback. This is simply the best way to nail these guys, period.
Elizabeth's father is one of my oldest friends. I have known her since she was born. If anything happens to her, I'm holding you personally responsible.
I understand, Senator. And I promise you, I will take care of her.
CTU, Almeida.
Hi, I'd like to speak to Jack Bauer.
He's not here. Can I take a message?
Listen, it's really important. I need to speak to him now.
Who is this?
Kim, his daughter.
Are you calling from the safe house?
No. The safe house has been attacked. The agents that were guarding us are dead. And my mother is gone.
Whoa. Slow down. The agents are dead.
Yes. And I think they've kidnapped my mother again. I need to speak to my father.
He's not here, Kim. Where are you calling from?
Can I speak to Nina Myers?
She's not here either. Where are you calling from?
A payphone.
Kim?
Who did you say this was again?
This is Tony Almeida. I work for your father. Tell me where you are. I'll have somebody come get you.
Kim.
That's what they said to my mother.
No, that was Jamie Farrell. She was dirty. She's not here anymore, okay? That's not gonna happen again. Tell me where you are. I'll have somebody come get
you. Listen to me. I need to speak to my father or Nina Myers.
He's not here, Kim. Neither one of them are here. Kim? Hello?
We got a problem. Just had a call from Jack's daughter. She said the safe house has been hit and the agents are dead.
Call over there right now.
Nothing. It's not even ringing.
Parker.
Yeah?
Get Pacelli and head straight over to the safe house on Pine Canyon. Heads up, because it could be trouble. Call me when you get there.
I'm on it.
But she also said that she thought her mother might have been recaptured.
How'd the girl get out?
I don't know. She didn't say. I mean, she didn't even tell me where she was, just as she was calling on a payphone.
Access the phone company's computer and get a list of all the recent payphone calls that have been made within a 5-mile radius of the safe house.
All right. You gonna call Jackie? You want me to?
Not yet.
It's his wife and kid.
That's exactly why. He'll have an emotional reaction and get distracted. It puts Elizabeth Nash in jeopardy. She's going to the room with Drazen in 15 minutes. We need to keep Jack focused.
All right. Then when do we tell him?
We don't. I do. When the situation's under control and not until. Clear?
Thanks. There's a copy. He's on his way down. Are you finished yet?
Ready in 10.
How's Elizabeth doing?
Well, she says she's okay, but Jack, I don't know. Are you sure we're doing the right thing?
Well, she can plant the tracking device on Alexis. It'll lead us to everything else. Yes, we're doing the right thing.
And if she can't?
Then we'll arrest him. We'll try and turn him. He can't touch her, Nina. We can protect her.
I hope so.
Stay focused, and we can.
Hey.
What?
Are you all right?
I'm sorry. I just can't stop worrying about Terry and Kim. I mean, when I think about what they've been through over the last 12 hours, my little girl thought she was gonna die.
Hey, Jack, we're gonna get them, okay? Look, if it's any help, from what I could tell, Terry and Kim seemed all right.
Really?
Yeah.
What did the doctor say?
Just some bruises, that's it.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay?
Yeah. Hey, Nina.
Yeah.
You said that Paulson was going to finish the debrief?
Yeah.
Why didn't you stay and finish it?
Because it was my understanding you wanted me back as soon as they were safe.
No, I specifically asked you to stay with them so that
hey,
they would...
Nina?
Yeah, Mike, just a minute.
Go back. I will be there in a minute.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Told you to take it off the hook. Yeah?
Rick, it's me.
I told you, you can't keep calling here.
Look, the safe house was bad. The agents are dead, and my mother is kidnapped again. I know they're after
what?
Me. You need to help me. Listen to me, I'm coming to your place.
No.
You're the only person who knows the people that have my mother.
I don't.
Rick. I can't go to the police. I don't trust them. After today, I don't trust anyone. But if you don't help me right now, I will tell the police everything. Now, what is your address?
...1804 Glade in Echo Park.
1804 Glade in Echo Park. Okay, I'm gonna call a taxi right now. I'm gonna meet you there as soon as I can. Wait for me.
Okay. Who was that? The wrong number?
How's the election going?
Exit polls look very good.
It's great. Dad, I'm sorry.
Sorry about what?
You weren't covering up Ferragamo's death to protect your campaign. You did to protect me.
Where'd you hear that? Your mom?
No, not mom.
There is some physical evidence in George Ferragamo's office that leads directly to you. Subtle enough so the fire marshals didn't find it the first time around. But with a little help, they'll find it.
So I'll be framed for Ferragamo's murder.
Like I said, whatever it takes. That's why your father backed off, and that's why you'll back off.
You know how dangerous it was to go see Carl wearing a wire?
It doesn't matter. I got it. Now you can take it to the police.
Give me the tape.
What are you gonna do with it?
Do you trust me, Keith?
It's me. There's been a development. Palmer is staying in Los Angeles after all.
Nash girl called you?
Yes. I'm on my way to the hotel now.
Did she say why the senator changed his plans?
No, he didn't tell her.
Really? She's a highly placed aide.
Well, they've tightened security since the attempt on his life at breakfast.
I wonder that she wants to see you again so quickly. You were just with her a couple of hours ago.
You don't understand women, Andre.
I understand them well enough to know that they can use as well as be used.
Not this one.
Thomas should have been killed hours ago.
We can't afford any more mistakes. We're running out of time.
He's as good as dead already. You have to trust me in this. The Nash woman will tell me Palmer's schedule. She doesn't suspect a thing.
Maybe not.
Just to be safe, when you're finished, kill her.
Miss Nash, please follow me. We've been planting fiber optic cameras throughout the room, here, there, and all through here as well.
I'm not really sure what those are.
I'm sorry. Please sit down. Fiber optic cameras are tiny cameras. They're almost impossible to see, even if you know where to look. So when you come into the room, we will have complete visual coverage of the entire suite.
And you'll be able to hear everything, too.
Yes, every word. You all right? Mm-hmm. Okay, now he's going to be here in a few minutes. This is the tracking device that we want you to plant on Alexis. Once he leaves the hotel, we'll be able to track every move that he makes without exposing ourselves at all.
Where do I put it?
Preferably his wallet. He'll have it on him at all times, even if he changes clothes. As soon as you plant this device, I will call you on your cell phone. I will tell you the senator is waiting for you. You make your excuses, and you get out of here.
So I plant the tracker, the phone rings.
And then you leave. One more thing. If at any point you start to think he's getting suspicious or you're uncomfortable in any way, all you have to do are utter the words, I hope I'm not getting a cold.
I hope I'm not getting a cold.
Yes. And then I'll be in this room in a few seconds with at least half a dozen other agents.
But that would ruin the plan.
That doesn't matter. Right now, all we're concerned with is your safety. Do you understand that?
I understand.
You don't have to do this. If you're uncomfortable in any way, no one here will think any less of you.
I'm fine. And thank you for giving me this chance to redeem myself.
You're going to be fine. Let's go.
Mrs. Bauer? How good to see you.
You know me?
Of course. Will Dr. Parslow be joining you?
Dr. Parslow? I'm sorry. What's your name?
Mrs. Bauer, are you feeling all right?
Actually, no. I must have been in an accident or something. I seem to have lost my memory. But I was driving by and this place looked familiar, so... You say my name is Bauer?
Yes. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does, but this man you mentioned...
Dr. Parslow. You two used to come in here together quite often.
But he's not my husband.
Well, he's a doctor. And he's a friend. Maybe he can help. I happen to know the hospital that he works at. Shall I give him a call?
Yes, please.
We're set.
How's this looking?
Two's fine. He's looking bright.
All right.
Is everything up and running?
Yep. How's Elizabeth?
She's in her room waiting for Alexis to call. She said she wanted to be alone.
Understandable.
You're set.
Yes. You want to tell me what's going on?
What do you mean?
Well, you've been holding something back from me ever since you got back from the safe house early.
This isn't the time, Jack. Let's not get distracted.
If you don't start telling me what's going on, I'm going to be distracted, so spit it out.
All right. Terry knows about us. She guessed it. I don't know how she did, but she did. She asked me point blank. I couldn't deny it. She would have known.
Did you tell her that it was over?
Of course I did. I think she was just shocked that it was me. Someone she knows.
I tried to talk to her about this, but she said she didn't want to know, so I just let it go.
Look, Jack, you asked me to go to the safe house, so I did. I was just trying to help.
I know. This is my fault. This is all my fault.
Agent Bauer, come in.
Bauer.
We're a go. Jason just dropped off the car with the valet. Should be upstairs in about 2.5 minutes.
Copy. All personnel in the lobby and on the floors. We're a go. We're a go. He's in the room.
Copy that, Apollo 3. Advise when you are green to go.
There's no wallet here.
Let Elizabeth Nash know that the wallet is either in his pants or the jacket on the bed.
Copy that, Taylor. Go to Tag 4. Give me a sit rep in 1 minute. 1 minute.
So good to see you. I can't believe how much I've missed you.
Oh, me too. Even though it's only been 2 hours.
It seems like 2 years. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Why?
You seem a little tense.
No, not at all. Well, maybe a little. The polls back east close in less than an hour, and we're all just on pins and needles.
Well, you must have some idea about the outcome, don't you? Take,
Exit polls.
Yes.
But they're not official.
What can we do
to help you relax?
Well, it's a little early, but vodka might be nice.
Nothing else.
If you insist.
Feeling any better?
Much.
You still don't seem like yourself.
I'll feel better after I splash some water on my face.
She's going for the jacket. I want SWAT personnel ready at the door. Quietly.
Okay, she's got the wallet. Jack, she's dropped it.
Come on. Come on, Elizabeth. You can do it.
To the future.
She's put it in her coat.
SWAT team at the door, stand down. Stand down at the door.
sorry that this campaign is giving you so much stress.
Comes with the territory.
Maybe when the election is over, the two of us can go somewhere together.
Like where?
Doesn't matter to me. As long as we're together. So, who do I have to thank?
For keeping you with them.
He's gonna feel the wallet.
Give her a second. Hmm? She's all right.
What made the senator decide to change his plans?
I don't know.
Is he gonna stay in town for long?
It's hard to say.
What about his victory speech? Will he be delivering it here at the hotel?
Why are you so interested in the campaign all of a sudden?
I have no interest in the campaign. My interest is in you. And I know that you go wherever he goes.
I don't know where that is yet.
Well, then, I won't let you out of my sight.
I must say, I do find it a little strange that the senator wouldn't include someone as smart and capable as you in his inner circle.
How did you know how smart I am? We spent, what, maybe 15 hours together, and most of that has been in bed? That wasn't smart.
Was that a complaint or a compliment?
Both, I think. I just realized that I haven't eaten all day. Which may explain why I'm in such a foul mood. I think we could order something up.
What are you hungry for?
Where's the menu?
I was hoping you would be hungry for something.
There you go.
Other than
good
food.
Girl.
It's in the jacket.
She made the plant. Clear the hallway. Copy, clear the hallway.
I know this might seem a little soon. I've fallen in love with you.
Making the call.
I thought that all women can sense these things.
Pick up the phone.
Aren't you going to answer it?
Just someone from the campaign.
No, it could be important.
I can call back. Say it again, Alexis.
She hung up on me.
Say that you love me.
What is she doing?
She's baiting him.
I love you. If I'm not very much mistaken, it seems that you are falling in love with me, too.
I got her voicemail.
Join me, Heather.
Of course.
What is she doing?
I don't know. Why did you take off her jacket?
Of leaving that room.
Room service, how may I help you?
Hello. A hamburger, please.
All right. Everything on that?
Yes, everything.
We'll send it right up.
Okay.
What's that in her hand?
So now, is there anything else?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, she got a knife.
SWAT team, hit the room. Hit the room now.
Son of a man!
Got it. Lena, call in a medevac. We're losing him. We cannot let him die. Damn it.
Just a minute.
Yes, sir.
323, get out,
I'm looking for Rick.
Who are you?
A friend.
Are you the one that keeps calling?
He said that I could come over.
Not to me, he didn't.
Maybe you should ask him then.
Yeah, I was about to tell you. I just didn't think she'd get here so fast.
What's going on, Rick?
I'll explain everything.
I'm listening.
I'll first let her come in.
What does she want?
Someone got screwed up with Dan last night. Big surprise, right? That's why my arm's all messed up. And this guy's Dan was with. He shot me and then they beat me.
You said you cut your arm on the fence.
These people Dan knows, I need to find them. And I was hoping that I could go in his room and find something to lead me to them. Phone number and address.
So what, you just want to look through Dan's room?
Yeah. I was wondering if I could borrow some money for the cab.
Henry, thank you for calling me. Have you given her anything to eat or drink?
I offered, but she didn't want anything.
No, it's... Unless you want some water?
Sure.
Okay, some water. All right, listen. We're gonna figure out what this is all about. We're gonna get you well again. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be fine.
Look, I don't know what you want me to say. We misjudged her emotional state.
No, we didn't. You did.
Mason, it was an unexpected outcome for everyone.
That's exactly what I said it was going to be. It was a bad idea.
Fine, maybe. Right now, we need to figure out what our next move is.
So what is that? What's the status on Alexis?
They're giving him a 50-50 shot. But even if he comes through, they don't know how long it's going to be till he talks.
Did you find anything in the room? Any phone numbers? Any documents?
No, nothing yet.
So what am I supposed to tell District, huh?
Tell him whatever you have to. Right. Just keep him off my back. I need some time before I have to start filling out a bunch of field reports.
Over here.
Hold on.
Where's Elizabeth? I heard something about a stabbing.
She's fine, sir.
Where is she?
She's across the hall. She's in custody.
What? Why?
She stabbed Drayson.
Well, she must have been defending herself.
No, sir. That's not the way it went down. She broke from the plan. She attacked him.
I should never let her go through with it in the first place. Sir,
I gotta call you back.
What the hell going on over there, Jack?
Senator!
Let me in, sir.
Senator?
Elizabeth, don't tell them anything until you speak to a lawyer.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
It's all right. We're gonna work this out.
Senator? Please, step away, let us handle this.
I let you take care of it before, and look where we are.
Sir, you are not helping matters right now.
Dad.
Excuse me for 1 second. What?
It's Alexis's phone. What do we do?
We gotta take a chance. Yeah.
Okay. We'll meet in 45 minutes.
Where?
I already told you.
Yeah.
At Connie's, downtown.
How will I recognize you?
I'll wear a red baseball cap.